This is Mornings with Mel Bush. Text 0438 922 936. Or call 1300 222 936.
Good morning. The voice there of Christy Johnston, who you heard just a little earlier on the program, independent member for Clark. And talking about the no confidence motion that Labor intends to bring against Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe when Parliament resumes next week. However, it has now been confirmed that next Wednesday, not Tuesday, will be the day that Labor will put forward that motion of no confidence in the Premier. Very much looking forward to your thoughts. 0438 922 936. Kate, morning Kate, says, as regards the no confidence in the Premier, why does Labor have to put it forward immediately? Couldn't they deal with the urgent legislation first and keep it up their sleeve? Let the internal machinations within the Liberal Party play out, says Kate. Kate, you're certainly not alone with those sentiments, that's for sure. What did Lara Alexander say, says another texter. Can I please point you in the direction of the Drive Show with Lucy Braden yesterday, just after 5 o'clock. If you jump onto the ABC Listen app, you can go back to that conversation. Lara Alexander has said that she won't support any no confidence motion against the Premier. Glenn says, Mel, the morning show should not throw fuel on the fire. The last thing the state needs is an election. The Liberals, as bad as they are 10 times better than the alternative. Labor has a poor track record. I think you've said this one before, Glenn. From Deborah in Signet, says, well said, Christy. J, 40 million on a racetrack in the current climate is outrageous. It's an oval track proven to be especially lethal for dogs. It's wholly unacceptable, says Deborah. And from Beth, hello Beth, says, hi Mel, a coalition Tasmanian government of Rebecca White, Dr. Rosalie Woodruff and Christy Johnston would put three very capable, practical women in charge of the Tasmanian government, says Beth. Keep your thoughts coming. And there's some diverse ones in there, which is just the way we like it, isn't it? 0438 922 936, the text line. You can jump onto the ABC Listen app, get in touch that way, or give us a call, 1300 222 936. It's 9:08 on Mornings around Tasmania. According to some experts, Australia is facing an energy crisis. So many crises we're facing at the moment, with predictions of blackouts this summer. And the question continues to be asked in when it comes to energy and power. Why are we paying so much for power in Tasmania when we hold all the cards? We have the hydro, clean, green, renewable options, and yet we're selling our power into the national grid. Why? Why are we doing it? It's a question of yours that pops up on the text line with regularity every time we have a conversation about energy, and fair enough. So let's see if we can't find the answer and whether or not there is any likelihood your power bill is going to be coming down. Tim Buckley is a leading energy analyst and director of climate energy finance. Tim Buckley, good morning. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Tim, on the front page of the Financial Review this week, energy experts were talking about a strained power system, summer blackouts. It's not out of the question, I'm sure, but is it a little overly dramatic, Tim?
I think that is exactly how I would frame it, Mel. It is definitely, when you ask 20 fossil fuel executives what's the biggest issue on their mind, they're really, really worried about the fact that Australia is finally, after a decade of inaction, starting to act on the climate science and to actually drive decarbonisation of the grid. And that threatens their rampant war profiteering on the last couple of years on the back of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. So I would think if you had a balanced position, which the AFR definitely always looks at the fossil fuel industry interests first, I think there's a huge amount of alarmist in that discussion. So I think that's worth bearing in mind. The likelihood of blackouts, no one can say they won't occur. They can. What we really need to do is reflect the risk of blackouts in the context you gave us. In 2023, we have a cost of living crisis, we have an energy crisis, and we have a climate crisis. So three concurrent crises smashing Australia right now, and blackouts are only one of those risks. Bushfires, flooding, they're very obvious risks, and they are directly related to climate change, which is why we must act on the climate science. So I think the government, both Tasmanian government and federal government, need to respond to all three crises, and we need to put the context and the fear-mongering of blackouts into consideration. If consumers can't afford to buy electricity, then the risk of a blackout is really diminished compared to the risk of being of energy poverty, and where you can't afford to turn the lights on.
Tim, to bring it back to what I mentioned in the introduction with Tasmanians, sick and tired of power prices continually rising. We are, you know, after all, the self-reliant hydro state, and we do brag about that whenever we get the opportunity. So why are hardworking Tasmanians not enjoying those lower bills? You know, we get enough, it seems, to sell into the national grid.
No, absolutely, Mel. And it's a really, really good question. And it's a question that Tasmanians should ask their elected Tasmanian representatives every time they talk to them, because Tasmania is part of Australia and it is connected. The grid is connected to Australia, the mainland Australia. And so Tasmanians are wearing largely imported energy price inflation from mainland Australia, where mainland Australians, like myself, are being absolutely smashed by the rampant fossil fuel commodity prices in the last 2 years. So to give you a little bit of context, coal prices, export coal prices have gone up 1,000% in the last 2 years. Now they're coming down. LNG prices, so liquid natural gas export prices, went up 1,000% on the back of Putin's invasion. Now Australia's got regulatory failure where export prices now determine domestic energy prices in mainland Australia. And because of the Marinus Link, Tasmanians wear that cost as well. So we do have a regulatory failure. We've got a capture by the fossil fuel interests, global fossil fuel companies really determining, largely determining the price of electricity and gas, fossil gas in Australia. So we really need to take control back of our own assets and our own grid and look after Australians and Tasmanians first.
And I want to get on to that, to the question of Marinus Link in just a moment, Tim. But firstly, you are on the record as saying that we need to repair and we need to modernise the grid system so that it can be reliable and that it can in fact be affordable on the subject of Tasmanian power prices. What kind of work, though, is required to achieve that?
Well, there is a lot of work, and mainly on the mainland. And so, sorry, I used the word Marinus Link. I meant Bass Link. Bass Link's operating. Marinus Link is proposed. Marinus Link is a proposal that would disproportionately benefit mainland Australia. Now, I'm not just saying that to help your Tasmanian audience. That's where Federal Minister Chris Bowen has stepped in to recognise that building out the Marinus Link would allow mainland Australia to access the brilliant hydroelectricity resources of Tasmania. But for Tasmanians, there's got to be a benefit for them, for mainland Australia to be able to access the assets of Australia, of Tasmania. And by that, I'm talking about we're going to have increased penetration of wind. We've got dramatically increased penetration of wind and solar on mainland Australia. That is of intermittent. It's a low cost, zero emissions, but intermittent. It's variable. So when the sun goes down, you predictably know the solar plants will turn off. You need firming power, and that's where Tasmanians' pumped hydro resources really step in and are really valuable. So when the benefits are shared proportionate to the costs, Marinus Link could benefit Tasmania. And that's what Chris Bowen, the federal minister, said. He stepped in a year ago and said, let's make sure that all Australians wear some of the cost of Marinus Link to ensure that it's equitable for all parties, rather than 50% of the costs are shared with Tasmanians, which is disproportionate to the impact.
It's 9:15 on Mornings Around Tasmania, and your guest, Tim Buckley, leading energy analyst and director of climate energy finance. Tim, let's sort of bring it back to the hip pocket, I suppose, but can you explain the current wholesale price of power and what that means and how it's calculated?
Mel, that's a really good question. I want to end on a really positive note. There is some really good news for Tasmanians. In the last 3 months, the wholesale price of power in Tasmania has dropped on average by 85% year on year. And so we've had 2 years of hyperinflated wholesale electricity prices, And that's why electricity prices, retail prices in Tasmania went up in the last 2 years. And so now that we're seeing prices coming back down to normal, we've seen fossil fuel prices come down, we've seen the wholesale price on mainland Australia come down, and that's fed straight back in to the Tasmanian grid. So if conditions in the last 3-6 months continue for the next 12 months, Tasmanians can look forward to lower retail electricity prices.
Can we though? Like, is that a guarantee? I mean, are companies like Aurora, can they be forced, compelled to, you know, to, I guess, pass on that wholesale drop in price to the retail price? Or yes, is that managed by another entity altogether? And so it's a moot point.
No, it is. It's managed by an independent regulatory body called the Tasmanian Electricity Regulator. They're independent of the government, but they are forced to consider all of the inputs of retail electricity prices. And so there's the retail costs, there is the grid costs, and then there is the generation costs. And if you think of three buckets, what we're seeing is the retail costs aren't going to change. The grid costs aren't materially going to change, but generation costs are 35% of the composition of retail prices. And the regulated policy in Tasmania, like mainland Australia, is that there's a 12-month lag before retailers see the wholesale price pass through. So it is a regulatory certainty that that dramatically lower wholesale price will be passed through with a lag from the 1st of July 2024.
Well, that is a positive note to end on, Tim. Don't worry, we won't come and rock your roof if it doesn't happen soon enough. But the fact that we might be looking forward to lower retail prices on power is always good news when you're talking about these trifectas, et cetera, and more of crises. Tim Buckley, I do appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mel.
It is 17 past nine on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Do you feel confident that your power bill is actually going to come down? It appears that the wholesale prices, we just need that to be passed on. Thank you very much. Are you a conscientious battery recycler? For the answer is yes. Well, very pleased to hear it. If not, and they end up in landfill, well, you're going to find out the kind of damage that can cause. After a bit of music from Linda.